It's a bad lesson to teach our children. Here's Carolyn Ween.
If you're an army officer, you're not allowed to hit a soldier. If you're a jailer, you can't hit a prisoner unless it's self-defense. But if you're a California teacher, the law allows you to hit your students. It's called corporal punishment, and it has no place in our schools in the 1980s. The law says individual school districts can ban corporal punishment if they want to, and many have. San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, for instance. But a lot of districts in the Bay Area still allow it, like Vallejo, Pittsburgh, Antioch, Martinez, Palo Alto, and Santa Clara. These districts tell us that corporal punishment is used very rarely, only as a last resort, and only with the parent's permission. But we think it's wrong that it's still allowed at all. Hitting the child on the seat with a paddle is the most common form of corporal punishment, but some teachers use sticks, belts, a rope, or their hand instead. Jordan Ryack is founder and president of Parents and Teachers Against Violence in Education. His group opposes corporal punishment because it can hurt children, physically and emotionally, and make it harder for them to learn anything in the classroom.
Here's a letter that I received from a fourth grader in a Bay Area elementary school. Dear Mr. Ryack, my teacher is hitting me and I am in pain. I feel like hitting him. P.S. Please do something about it. Now, no child should have to write a letter like that. This child is frightened, he's in pain, and you can't educate a child that way.
There's a bill in the legislature that would ban corporal punishment in California schools. Teachers would still be allowed to defend themselves, of course, but this bill would stop the practice of hitting students when they misbehave. By leaving the corporal punishment law in the books, we're telling children that violence or the threat of violence is the way to solve problems. That's a bad lesson to teach them. If you agree, write to me at Channel 5 and I'll send your letters to Sacramento. I'm Carolyn Ween.